Well, good morning. It is good to see everybody here on this first Sunday in Advent. And we are so glad that you're all here with us this morning as we come together to join and begin reorienting our lives towards Christ as we think about and reflect on his life and when he came into this world and what that all means. And so as we begin today, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. As we journey through Advent, listen for God's promises. A promise of justice and righteousness. Listen to the promise of Jesus. Keep alert. Watch for signs of hope. All right, well, we're going to begin there by singing our first hymn, and we're going to go ahead and invite our kids, and if their parents and some of our teens want to come on up there for our first hymn, the First Noel, 131, or you can follow along on all the verses. The First Noel. Was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they kids, if you guys want to sit right up here for a little bit, would you do that for a little bit? If you got to sit on the floor, that's okay. I think a few of them are coming. So we have the Illifritz and the Reed family coming up this morning to help us out with the lighting of our first Advent candle this morning.
For the light of God, love visible everywhere. Welcome Christ into our heart this season and know that Christ is coming.
He is our hope.
Okay, now let us pray. Loving God, as we enter this Advent season, we open all the dark places in our lives and memories to the healing light of Christ. Show us the power of hope. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you, that we may walk in the light of Christ. Amen.
Thank you. I love it when the kids are involved. And yes, I do know that I skipped the regular prayer there. Let's join together and sing a little hymn that we're familiar with. We're going to be singing that. Angels from the Realms of Glory will be singing each of those verses through each of the 4 weeks, so. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. You who sang creation's story, which talks about putting our hope in God. Now, how do we do that? Well, I'm going to keep it real simple this morning. I'm going to talk about to the adults about more stuff. But I'm going to keep it real simple. And here's what I mean when we put our hope in God. It means that we choose to lean on God. Okay, here we go. You ready? We're going to lean. We're going to go this way first. So everybody lean to your left. Lean. Got to push on the other one. There you go. Oh, you guys are going that way. Everybody's going to that way. That way, that way. There you go. Lean. Come on, lean. There you go. Come on over. Lean. Okay, now we're going to go the other way. Lean. Oh. We're going to go to our time of prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. Before we go to prayer, so we're going to let you do that. Somebody this morning, joy or concern? Yes.
Family, grandma, and his family, please.
Okay.
My husband is in the hospital.
And help me with David. Thank you with his first name. Somebody else. Yep.
T. May, and she has to have surgery on her elbow.
Okay, so she's going in for surgery. What was her first name again?
D.
D?
D.
Okay,
D.
Thank you. And she's having a shoulder. Okay, good. Yep. I see another hand there. All right, over here, somebody. Yeah. Okay.
Brandon Kirk. He's in a serious automobile accident last Sunday.
Oh my God.
Broke his wrist, clear in two, and he had it fixed. And I guess he's really bruised up, but I think he's pretty lucky, really.
Yeah, I had never heard anything all week about that. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Wow, I didn't know Brandon was in that. Yes. Yes.
I'm glad you're back, church.
Yes, it is good to see you. I don't know. Look how quick he came back, Carla. Okay, let me explain a little bit the inside joke there. So Dana had knee replacement of, I don't know how many years ago, way back when they first started around, just before they started coming here, if I remember right, or around that time, and had pretty quick recovery. Carla had it a few years ago, and I think she was out for a month or longer. And, but yeah, I'm just kidding. But anyways, but we are glad he's doing real well, recovering, They were saying he had that thing bent at 90 degrees within a short period of time, and which is really hard after you've had knee replacement surgery. So I just had to pick on her a little bit this morning. Yeah.
Unspoken
this morning. Somebody else. See any more? Yep.
My friend Sherry, she got some results from all of her radiation, and it hasn't increased. It's kind of stable right now, so that was really good.
That's a good thing, yes. And we want to remember, continue praying for Sherry and what's going on there with her. And I'm going to go ahead and mention, I'm sure Jody won't care, her sister Jill is going, well, we don't know for sure, but she's hoping, she wants to start it right away so she can be done by the middle of January with her treatments. And so if some of you know that she had a few spots that came back, and so they're going to be doing chemo on her, and we appreciate your prayers for her. Somebody else? Yes.
Unspoken.
My son-in-law,
Ian.
Okay. Oh, he's going to have surgery?
Tomorrow.
Gotcha. That's right. We lifted him up last week, didn't we? Yeah. So we want to remember him in our prayers. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. Someone else this morning. Anybody else? Oh, got multiple. Yep. Yep, go ahead.
Richard Kaiser family, anybody who passed on last Sunday, or Monday.
Okay.
And Christine Bingham, that's in her last days up at the Cancer Center in Ohio State.
What was her name?
Christine. Yeah.
Okay. And then for the Kaiser family with the loss of that loved one. Yeah. Yeah.
Nephew Adam, his father-in-law, had his foot removed on Tuesday. So he's having some really bad issues. And
that's hard.
His name, but...
I know, and I can't remember either. That's Angie's dad, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
And a friend, Diane, she is having a lung removed in the next week or two, so.
What was that again?
Diane.
Yes.
Fred, she's having a lung removed.
Oh, lung removed, okay. Yes. Hold on a minute here. Let me move her. She's having surgery. Okay. All right. Anybody else this morning? Yes.
Pauline family. They lost a loved one Friday.
Okay. Lift up that one. Anybody else this morning? All right. So there's lots of needs there. We want to continue lifting up Dana as he's recovering. But we're glad to see him. But he's still going to be healing there for a while yet. And Evan... who is also recovering. We want to leave him, remember him in our prayers. And then we want to continue lifting up Jean, although she's with us today, and we're glad she's back. We want to continue praying for her. She's going in for a test this week, and that they're going to be doing a little procedure to run a test on her. And so she'd appreciate your prayers for her this morning, Jean Kvolt. Anybody else then? All right, so there's lots of names there and people to lift up, or maybe some special need of something you know in your own life or somebody else that maybe you couldn't mention. And you can do a little quiet praying there as she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Thank you. God, we are just so grateful today. As we begin this season of Advent, we are so blessed and so fortunate as we begin reorienting our lives to Christ, as we remember all those events leading up to his birth and then after his birth, and as we celebrate this season of our own giving, as you gave your one and only Son, we're thankful for all of that, and that we can bring our needs before you as Jesus had taught us to do. And so, Lord, we're grateful and thankful that we can do that this morning. We do lift up so many today. We lift up David to you, God, asking for your healing touch, and Ellie's family with that. Brandon, Lord, who is recovering and healing, Lord, from that car accident. For Sherry and Jill as they're going to go through treatments. And we're thankful for the good report for Sherry, and I'm sure she'll be going through some more rounds. But both of them, Lord, may you grant healing and strength to them. And Christine, Lord, in these last stages, God, we ask for your peace and your touch to be with her and her family. And we're thankful for that. And we lift up Angie's dad this morning, who had his foot removed here. And Lord, just the psychological battle with all of that. God, we just pray for your peace and for faith in the midst of all of that, and your grace there to be with him. Lord, we lift up Dee and Ian and Diane, all of them that are going in for surgery this week, God. We ask for your healing touch there, that you guide the surgeon's hands as they are able to complete what they need to do. And may there be a good recovery afterwards because of that. Lord, we lift up Gene, who's going in for tests this week. And we just pray for your hand to be with her and your grace, and that there'll be a good report. And we're thankful for that. We lift up, continue to lift up Dana and Evan, Lord, as they are recovering. Thank you for being with them and bringing them through those surgeries. We ask for your continued healing touch with them. We lift up the Kaiser and Poling family today with the loss of these loved ones. Lord, that you would grant your peace and your comfort and your grace today. And Lord, we also lift up these three unspoken needs, and maybe there's others that came in today with a need that they are facing or something that they've been going through. Lord, that you would just meet these needs as only you can do, and that you would extend your grace and your hand there in each of those situations today. And we're grateful and thankful for that and all that you're doing in our lives. As we ask all of these things this morning, in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, let me say thank you for your faithfulness and how your giving and your leading of the Lord directs you in different ways in your giving each week or every other week or however that is. And that continues the work and how we reach out and our blessing into our community and world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's pray this morning. Gracious God, thank you for the privilege that we are able to partner with you in the kingdom work in our world. Use this offering to further that work and use us to be a blessing, not only in this season, but even into the new year, as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 25. It's our lectionary psalm for today. I'm not going to read the entire part of it, which is 1 through 10. I'm just going to read the first six verses of it today because of what I want to talk to you about. And so you can follow along there on the PowerPoint. To you, Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I trust in you. Don't let me be ashamed. Don't let my enemies triumph over me. No, none who hope in you will be ashamed. But shame will come to the wantonly treacherous. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. I wait all the day long for you. Remember your mercies, Lord, your love, your ancient and unwavering love. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, you know how I like to begin with something funny. I've shared this before, but I'm going to share it with you again. A Sunday school teacher asked her class what Jesus's mother's name was. One child answered, Mary. The teacher then asked, well, who knows what Joseph's father's name is? One of the kids kind of piped up and said, Virge. Confused, the teacher asked, where did you get that? And the kid replied, well, you know, they're always talking about Virgin Mary. There you go. The hope of Advent. Hearts up. Hearts up. How many of you remember, this is probably some of you that are older, although it could have happened with some of our young people here today in the service, but how many of you remember when you were young, like in kindergarten, for some of you preschool, or maybe first and second grade, and there was always that time, I remember this very clearly, where we had this kind of resting time, and I'm trying to remember, and maybe somebody can help me out. I'm trying to remember if it was in the afternoon. I think sometimes we had lunch, and then we had recess, and then we came back, and there was, I can't remember if it was afternoon or maybe it was in the morning, but we got another milk. Do you ever remember getting the extra milk that we got in school? Does anybody remember that? Oh my gosh, maybe I was privileged going to Anna or something. I don't know. But we got this milk, and I couldn't remember if it was early in the morning or in the afternoon. We would drink our milk, and then we'd all put our heads down on our desks, and we were just supposed to rest for a little bit. And I don't know how long it was. It seemed like forever because us guys are looking at each other, you know, with our heads down and making faces to one another. And you know how kids can be. And then all of a sudden, the teacher would say, heads up. And we'd all put our heads up. And then, boom, we were in the afternoon grind of whatever we were learning. So today is the first day or Sunday in Advent. And from now till Christmas Day, the church awaits and recounts the arrival of the Christ child, Jesus. You know, when Jesus invited people to himself, he did it real simply. He said these words, follow me, follow me. These words are a call to orient our lives around Him. And if you're like me, I think we all need reorientation every once in a while. And Advent is all about reorientation. And as we enter this Advent season, once again with all of its ups and downs, let me suggest that we join together on this journey. This journey following the hope of the psalmist in orienting our lives around Christ as we begin the season. So, let's look at it here with two things. First of all, we're talking about offering our hearts to God. That's what reorienting ourselves about, offering our hearts to God. Now, you might be asking, okay, Jason, why did you share that thing about putting your head down and then all of a sudden they said, heads up. And then you notice in the title it said hearts up. Well, here's the reason why. Liturgies that were used in the ancient church from about the 3rd century, which was in the 200s, used a Latin phrase in one of their liturgies. And the translation of the Latin literally is hearts up. Hearts up. Hearts up. In our reading this morning, it talks about how we lift ourselves to the Lord. I lift myself up to you, O Lord, the psalmist says there. And so here's what I want to say about that, because that's orienting for them. It was orienting themselves to God. And today we're talking about orienting ourselves to Christ. So two things I want you to see with this. Lifting our whole selves to God begins as we open ourselves to Christ. This is what the Advent season's all about. It began for many of us, and it begins by offering ourselves to Christ in faith and baptism. That's where the faith journey begins for all of us. And then after that, it continues as we just orient our hearts to Christ each day so that we may be attuned to God's presence in our lives. I don't know if you're like me, but ever so often I'll be going through situations in life and it's almost like I'm dumbfounded, so to speak. And I'll forget that I can just talk to God in that moment of whatever I'm facing. And that's because it's something that we just have to practice in our lives. When we wake up in the morning, God, thank you for being in my life. Jesus, thank you for being in my life. It's just orienting ourselves. As I was reading one commentator, he just talked about from this psalm is before we leave and go off to our job, we just take a moment to orient ourselves to God. And that's what I'm talking about. And that's what this Advent is all about. Just taking each day during the Advent season and even beyond that, orienting our lives to Christ. And it just continues as we do that each day. We open ourselves to Christ. Second part of that is lifting our whole selves to God continues as we depend daily on Christ. Now, this is what I was doing with the kids earlier. Is we're leaning on God, leaning on God, leaning on each other there. That's what depending or trusting daily in Christ. Because it's an act of worship, which is an act of trust. You know, it's almost as if we are declaring our dependence on God. So let me use this example. And this is not about Dana, so don't think that. One of the first things doctors or physical therapists want patients to do after surgery is to get up and get out of that bed and get started. And when I had my back surgery, I guess, I didn't know this, but they said I woke up and talked to the nurse, but I don't remember that. And then I must have fell back asleep for a little bit. And then I eventually woke up and by golly, there was no more pain. And I got up and she goes, are you all right? I said, I think I am. She goes, you want to go home? And I said, I think I do. And so she got my clothes and I changed and Jody was already there. And the next thing I know, I was getting in the car and heading home just like that. It's amazing how quickly those kind of things happen. And it just reminds us that if you're down, you got to get up. If you fall off a horse, what do they say? you get right back up on it, don't you? And think about it in this way, when we're going through life in these days, when we're down, when we're broken, when we're discouraged, look up, look to Christ. Because part of that trust is then putting our hope in Him. And that's what I was talking to the kids about, is that dependence and that trust and depending on God is part of our hope in Him. I love how the psalmist says it in verse 2 there that we read, but I'm giving you the modern day Jason version. Okay, Lord, I'm going all in with you. I'm putting my trust in you. Don't let me mess up or be ashamed. I'm putting it all on you. Advent reminds us to keep our hearts up. Keep looking up to the Lord. Keep looking up to Christ, trusting and looking to Him on our journey. Second thing, not only offering our hearts to the Lord, but putting our hope in God. I just kind of talked about that a little bit there, but now we're going to build on it a little bit more, which comes in the words from the psalmist, I wait for you, Lord. I wait for you, Lord. Now, let's talk a little bit about that in two ways. First of all, as we wait for Christ, God guides us along the path. Let me talk about this hope for a minute here. Hope is an attitude of expectancy, isn't it? And we do that how? We do that by staying alert, watching and waiting, looking for God to lead and to guide and act in our lives along the way. Now, as I was trying to say with the kids, when sometimes we say, oh, I hope so, I hope it all works out, we're not talking about some grim sense of submission to fate. Well, if it just happens to happen that way, you know, no, that's not what hope is in Scripture at all. Rather, it looks forward to God's good future. Think about the Christmas story that we read through every year. Think about Anna and Simeon. Think about Zechariah and Elizabeth. Think about Mary and Joseph. They had this expectancy, and when God showed up, then they followed God's leading and acted on it. This hope is well illustrated in this famous passage that we all know, Isaiah 40:31. Those who hope in the Lord, or some translations say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. God guides us. And then as we wait for Christ, God remembers us. As we hope and wait for Christ, what are we doing? What are we doing during this Advent season when people talk about that, when the church talks about that? We are putting ourselves before God and saying, God, don't forget us down here. Don't forget little old me. Don't forget little so-and-so. We are saying, God, don't forget us. And the psalmist doesn't even stop there. He keeps going. God, remember your mercy. Remember your unfailing, unwavering love for us. That's a powerful thing when we are going through times of waiting or facing situations in lives. You know what? Some days our lives just seem so redundant, don't they? We get up, we get showered, we get ready, we eat our breakfast, we get the kids ready, we pile into the car, off to work we go, or off to the sitter we go, and then whatever it may be. If you're retired, you eventually get up. You eventually get something to eat. You turn on your same TV shows that you watch all day long. I mean, life can be redundant, can it? And in the middle of that, it just seems crazy sometimes. But Let me challenge you with a thought. When something's different that day, when somebody unexpectedly calls you up and says, hey, why don't you go to lunch with me? Let's go do this. Let's go do that. When something different happens, maybe something, you go through a monotonous routine at work every day, and when all of a sudden something different happens at work or school or whatever it may be, look for God in those moments. Maybe God's opening a door for you. Maybe He's giving you an opportunity that is different than the normal routine. Because Advent reminds us to keep our hearts up, waiting, staying alert, hoping for God moments on our journey. So I said this a moment ago. I'm going to say it again. If you think about the two birth stories in the Gospels, Matthew's and Luke's, Advent is really about ordinary folks. Zechariah, Elizabeth, Anna, Simeon, the shepherds, Joseph and Mary, the Magi, who stayed alert, waited in hope, and were open to guidance along the way. And God led them in preparation for the Christ child. May we join hands with the psalmist and those who have gone before us in celebrating once again the hope of Advent by lifting not only up our lives to the Lord, but the lives of our families, our friends, our community, and our world to God. Hearts up, everybody. Hearts up. The hope of Advent. Amen and amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts this morning like we always do, preparing for communion to share at the table this morning. And we always begin that by sharing together in our prayer of thanksgiving, confession to the Lord. And you can see it up there. And if you'd like to join with me, I'd invite you to pray along with me this morning. We thank you, loving God, for your presence in our lives and in our world. You show us the way that leads to life and hope in Christ. Yet we often turn away from Him and follow the devices of our hearts. We fail to love you as we should, just as we fail to love others different from us. Forgive us, O God, for your love is always steadfast. We place our trust in you. May we forget our past mistakes and live into a future filled with love. Amen. Amen. Well, receive His goodness today. Receive the answer to that prayer and that forgiveness today. And join together and share at the table. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, if they would make their way, those that are going to be helping us out to serve this morning. As we share at the table, the table's open to all to receive. You don't have to be a member. You don't even have to be a regular attender here. All of you are invited to participate and receive of the grace of the Lord today. Amen. Thank you. on the night in which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Later, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this and as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's just take a minute or so, and if you want to shake a few hands and greet one another, and then we're going to close out with that hymn, Christmas hymn. There's a song in the air this morning.
I didn't want to cut down. all day long. So they don't pray.
If you want to sing out the hymn book, it's 122. We're going to sing the four verses. There's a song in the air. There's a star in the sky. There's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's low cry. And the star rains its fire while the beautiful sing. For the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. There's a throng of joy o'er the wonderful birth. The virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. Of that star lighting ages in pair, and that song from afar has swept o'er the world. Every hearth is aflame, and the beautiful sing in the homes of the nation that Jesus is King. We rejoice in the light, and we echo the song that comes down through the night from the heavenly throne. Hey, we shout to the lovely evangel they bring, and we greet in his cradle our Savior. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Stay alert, for God's reign of love and peace is at hand. Go forth in hope, for God is with us. Amen.